villain. Now, let's catch up with one of the stories today, which involves football, because it's grassroots football in Newbury. You can have your say. Today, the Newbury Community Football Group has launched a survey to find out what you want. Hundreds of children come through the ranks of youth football, and the NCFG are determined to ensure the long-term quality of facilities available for our future. Theo Walcott, of course, famously came through the system. Earlier, I spoke to Lee McDougall from the Newbury Community Football Group, and I asked him about the aims of this new consultation.
Well, I think we recognise that there's a challenge in the local football facilities within the Newbury area. And we know that there's plans at the moment for a big redevelopment in the industrial estate at Faraday Road, which will remove one of the key, I guess, playing surfaces that we have in Newbury, the Newbury football ground. And in consultation with the council, I think it's clear that they believe there isn't the demand that we have for football in the area. And this questionnaire and this survey is, I think, really is just to test that and to go out to the users of the facilities and get their views as to what they really want from football ground facilities in Newbury.
That's intriguing. There isn't a demand for football. I thought football was forever popular.
Yes, that's what we firmly believe. You know, we ran a petition last year with a view to trying to save the football ground, and we gathered nearly 7,000 signatures in a town the size of Newbury. We think that's quite substantial. So we think there's definitely the demand there. I'm also the chairman of AFC Newbury Boys and Girls, and we provide football every week for around 350 kids from ages 6 to 18. So you can imagine the challenges that we have trying to find training pitches and football pitches each week. So there's definitely a demand there. There's no doubt about that.
Yes. So on the whole, the current state of grassroots football in Newbury, from the sounds of it, is healthy. The problem is where you actually do this grassroots football.
Yeah, absolutely. The amount of facilities that we have is quite limited. The secondary schools have 3G pitches, which are the artificial surfaces that allow you to play quite a few games each day, but they're quite limited and always in demand. And we just have trouble booking enough and trying to find enough training venues each night, particularly in the winter months where you need floodlights. So I think we recognise that there's a massive issue in terms of the facilities that we have. Box and Box FA commissioned a report in West Berkshire, and they identified there were about four artificial pitches short in West Berkshire. So all the evidence points to the fact that we need more, certainly not less.
You mentioned the FA there, which was going to be my next question, which is, isn't there any money trickling down, given the amount of money that is way at the top?
Yeah, I don't think money is the issue here. I think, you know, we've worked quite closely with Sport England and Box FA, and I think for the right investment and the right schemes, I think investing in facilities is not the issue. I think it's retaining the ground that you have and having, a ground to build on. So, you know, retaining Faraday Road Football Ground is key. In terms of redeveloping that to a 3G pitch and making it a more integrated facility the whole community can use, it is a real goal of ours, really. I think the money's there. I think it's just a case of having a scheme with the land to use it.
Yes, and the will, from the sounds of it, at some stage from various quarters. The will's definitely there from you sort of the footballing side of it. Looking at the sort of people that come through. I mean, I mentioned before the interview Theo Walcott, but other players have come through the ranks, and it is a successful scheme getting kids involved in football and moving them on.
Yeah, I mean, we're very passionate about, you know, providing football for the children in the local area. We see a big difference it makes in terms of teamwork, in terms of leadership, in terms of, you know, in terms of how they grow and develop. And you know, I've got three sons that have all played football in the local area. Two of them still play. And it makes a big difference. It's something we should really support. You know, it's something that I think if you look around the opportunities that we have to grow things like sporting activities in Newbury, they are quite limited. So football is something that's very popular. And, you know, from our perspective, from the council's perspective, from the whole community's perspective, you know, I think we should really be looking to how we can enhance and grow these facilities and what can we do to build on that rather than look to reduce them.
And given what you know, is it specific? I mean, Newbury is a big successful town, but within the scope of West Berkshire, it's quite rural. Is it more of a rural problem, say, perhaps other authorities within the Royal County or surrounds in Hampshire and Oxfordshire don't have a problem because they're a bit more urban?
No, I don't think it's the rural link. I think it's more the will and the confirmations of demand. I think we look at, you know, Hungerford and Thatcham both have, you know, good quality grounds that they play in. We see investments in other areas around the Newbury. We've got, you know, Kidbury and Inkpen have all got good facilities. I think Newbury just seems to be a bit of an anomaly, where it's the largest, you know, town in the area, if you like, and it's the one with probably the least supported investment in its facilities.
That is intriguing, I must admit. Just finally, so what next? So the consultation starts, and then what happens after?
So we'll gather the feedback. I think, you know, we'll be open and transparent about what we find, but I think what we'd like to do is use those findings, re-engage with West Box Council, and then maybe give them some more information about what the views of the local community are, and see if we can work with them to find a way through.
Yes, and so if people want to get involved, they can do so, because once this is all over, it'd be nice to catch up with you again, Lee, and see where we're at.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I mean, if people are able to go to our website, which is ncfg.uk, our survey and questionnaire is on there, they can find out more about the campaign that we've got going. And if anyone can take part and complete the survey, we'd really appreciate it and love to come back and tell you how we got on.
Well, Lee McDougall from Newbury Community Football Group. That's what the NCFG stands for. It's great to speak to you. I'm sure we'll speak to you again. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
BBC Radio Berkshire. Travel you trust. Every 15 minutes and as it happens.
Let us on the roads. Here's Matt.
Yes, so Henley's still very busy this afternoon. Whitehill, Reading Road, Marlow Road, Walgrave Road.